We're going to call this meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of the Flag, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That's fine. As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough of Highland Zoning Board of Adjustment, and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Fox is absent. Mr. Britton?
Here.
Mr. Kutosh?
Here.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Braswell?
Here.
Mr. Cervantes?
Right here.
Mr. Conley is absent.
First, we have a withdrawn application, zoning board case 2012-2, block 76, lot 1 and 47 on Barbary.
I would so recommend something moved to
grant that motion.
Dismissal with if I might add something.
I just wanted to go away.
grant the motion to withdraw and dismiss it without prejudice and refund any unused escrow.
Okay, now I will make that motion.
Sure, second.
Are they planning on coming back?
Maybe not here.
Okay.
Yeah, but the answer I think is yes somewhere.
Okay. All right, but we're done.
Done. Okay. We'll be done.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutosh?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Mr. Cervantes?
Yes.
Okay, next is zoning board case 2010-3, Quick Check.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Henry Ken Smith on behalf of Quick Check. And I'm here tonight to discuss with the board the satisfaction of the site plan resolution condition the board had, which related to the location of the remediation equipment that Exxon is installing on the property. The board recalled that at the time of the application, there was an ongoing investigation occurring on the property as it related to environmental discharge that had occurred from the prior ownership of the property. The condition of us moving forward was that at the time that Exxon had finalized their DEP processing so that they knew exactly what they were doing and where their equipment was going, that we were going to come back to this board and review with the board where the remediation equipment was being located, how it was going to be installed, sequencing, timing, and whatever other questions that the board had as it related to the remediation equipment. We have submitted to the board the location plans for the remediation equipment and have provided to the board all of the schematics that show, you know, the piping and how all this is going to work. And then I have all of the representatives from Exxon who are available to discuss with the board any questions, concerns, or whatever that the board may have as it relates to how the, you know, remediation equipment will look and its location. For the record, so that to help everybody's recollection, this site, the amount of required parking was 21 spaces, and I believe we had something like 36 or 37. In order to make this work most efficiently, we are going to be locating the equipment on two of the parking stalls that are on the western side of the site. If you recall, the cell tower is on the northwest corner of the property, so this would be on that side of the property. So we have submitted all of that for the board to review and asked that the board, there was unfortunately a mess up on the part of the Asbury Park Press. The woman who we sent the notice to wrote the wrong date of publication down, and it ended up getting published a day too late. So we're going to renotice as it relates to the publication of the Asbury Park Press. But what I'm here tonight for the board to consider, because it's your authority, it's your resolution condition, and you're the captain of the ship, we are requesting that the board permit us to proceed with our building permit for the quick check so that we can continue with the construction process for quick check, subject to the board then holding the certificate of occupancy as the condition by which we would have to have everything completed, installed, this board reviewed and approved the remediation equipment. What that does is it allows us to continue forward with our construction and moves the process forward in a timeline that doesn't have any delays or otherwise. I think it's a situation where the parties have all been working. This is, I don't know if this town has ever had an experience with the DEP on groundwater issues, but it just takes time to get everybody to sign off, everybody to say, yes, this is all good. And we understand that this board has legitimate concerns as it relates to, you know, how all this is going to end up affecting the site. And we're here ready to address those issues. So I ask that the board, again, the issue on the notice, quite frankly, your attorney and I disagree about the notice, but I noticed, and so, you know, if the renotice is necessary, I have no problem with that. But I'm just asked that not have the Asbury Park Press mistake result in 30 days of delay for construction for this site and for the jobs that come out of that. And I just ask the board's consideration and approval. And if you want to set a time limit to say, because, you know, if you want it done in 60 days, we'll do it in 60 days. It's up to the board.
Could you be specific again? What exactly you requested from the board?
I would request that the board acknowledge in the resolution, and the condition in the resolution is that condition must be satisfied in full. I would ask by the time the certificate of occupancy has been issued, since it's Exxon that's actually installing the equipment and not Quick Check. Exxon is installing.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Word the whole request for me again.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I want to just get to the right. Okay. Condition 6 of the resolution, that would be resolution that was adopted on July 7, 2011, that condition 6 shall be satisfied no later than the date by which certificate of occupancy is issued.
And what does it say now?
It says, and I'm just going to read right from the resolution, approval by the zoning board will be required at a future date to locate the above ground environmental remediation equipment by Exxon. The location of that equipment shall not conflict with site operations.
And you're wanting it to be amended to say what?
Well, the problem is the resolution simply says at a future date, because the resolution and what was discussed with this board was that the remediation of this site is not Quick Check's control. It's ExxonMobil's. And yet, for some reason, it seems now to be tied to Quick Check's building permit. And we're here to say, you know, we acknowledge Exxon and Quick Check are working cooperatively, and we have an agreement, and we know this remediation needs to be done in conjunction with our occupancy of the property, because we insist on it as well as this board. So our what has happened is there's not been an issuance of the building permit, and we're ready to start construction. And in fact, nothing can happen until we do get our building permit and start construction, which means the groundwater and everything else, everything gets delayed until such time as we can start with our building permit process, because the equipment has to be installed towards the end of the process, simply because we have to grade, we have to set and establish the subgrades, create the curbing, the parking area, and set it all up so that Exxon then can install their equipment.
Now, why do you think that this just came up now? Was it an oversight, or that you thought that
it just takes DEP? It just
you
takes.
Thought the remediation would already be happening.
No, I didn't know when the remediation would happen. That's my problem.
Yeah, let me try. I want to like make sure that I'm clear on things and that everyone else is. The reason their meeting was scheduled tonight was to approve the location of the remediation.
Absolutely, and that's what you have in front of you.
Okay, we've already and
Maybe I'm wrong. Comment on that.
Okay. We've already approved the site plan in general, withstanding the remediation equipment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the only thing we were going to do tonight was to look at where the remediation equipment
is
going to go, and we're going to look at it and say yes or no.
That is correct.
Okay. Otherwise, the site plan is
done.
Is the same.
Correct.
Okay. So that's why we were here tonight, was to now look at the remediation,
right,
the location of the remediation. Mm-hmm. Okay, the building is going to be the same. The concrete pad for the pumps are the same. The place for the tanks are the same. The parking is the same that we've already approved.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Except for two spaces.
Two spaces
that are going to be temporarily used,
correct,
by the equipment.
But that is correct.
Temporary could be
years. Yes.
Years.
And that's why.
Or it could be decades.
We sure hope not.
Whatever. But even with those two spaces, you still have enough parking.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's more than adequate.
That's not even an issue to discuss. What we would like to try to figure out how to make happen is to somehow separate this so that we can still have our hearing after the notice has been in compliant, but not hold up the other work that has nothing to do with the remediation.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're asking for.
Because they want to start building the foundations for all this other
stuff, which
has nothing to do with the stuff that we're trying to approve or disapprove tonight.
That's basically been the case since last fall.
Okay, and then I guess it's the construction official is not giving you a building permit because of that clause in the resolution?
Well, it seems like everybody's sort of asking, what does it mean when it says a future date? Because that's what the resolution says, a future date. So it's like, what does that mean? And that's why I'm really here to say, let's say a future date is going to be well before we get a CO, or before we get a CO, this gets done. I mean, that's a future date. Then it's one that holds us, quick check, our feet to the fire to assure that everything gets done properly and promptly so that we don't get held up.
What's holding up the construction permit?
This is the only issue that's holding
that
up.
Issue. So
everything, we've posted the bonds, we've posted all of that.
All right. Our council wants to give us the benefit of a comment.
Thank you. The chronology is basically accurate. The board's approval was dated last July, and this is the final site plan. Prior to that, remember, we had the use variance hearing. That was done, they came back. We did the site plan hearing, we finished that, and I believe, with the copy I'm looking at, it says July 7, 2011, so that was probably the date of the hearing that approved it and approved the type resolution, and it was published presumably a few days later. Anyway, condition 6, which is what we're talking about, which talks about the future date, there was an open item at the time of the site plan hearing, because no one knew where they were going to place the remediation equipment, and said, okay, well, then everything in the site plan is done but that. When you know that, come back and tell us so we can finish the site plan and we're done. And that's what was supposed to happen tonight. They would come back and tell us. Now, for those that are here and interested in this matter, especially those who are here on behalf of the applicant, I don't think there should be any mistake about what has taken so long. From July until now, this board has had no involvement in this case whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sent us anything to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So until this hearing for tonight. So up until 2 weeks ago, we're waiting for material. So anyway, with that background, number 6 says, let me read it. This is the conditions of approval for the site plan. Approval by the zoning board will be required at a future date. So in other words, the future date is this board, coming to this board,
mm-hmm.
To locate the above-ground environmental remediation equipment by Exxon. The location of that equipment shall not conflict with the site operations. So in other words, they had to come back here, and we would look at it and say, okay or not, okay, can we get you to move it here, whatever it is. It's a normal site plan, but probably not very involved.
Right.
And that would be the end of this board's involvement in the case. Now, in the intervening months, the... somebody, whether it's, I guess it's Quick Check, had requested the building inspector and construction official, I don't know if it's the same hat, but to issue a building demolition permit for the existing material. And there was some initial concern about whether they needed this piece, this number six, before that. And both myself and Mr. Cady said no, they're independent. You can get a demolition permit. You don't need the resolution for that. So that apparently got taken care of. It's my understanding everything's gone.
It's pretty gone.
So that's the next step was this step. And the condition, from my standpoint, the condition has not been met. They're supposed to come back here and ask us for this approval. We're supposed to act on it. We will obviously not act on it tonight because of what Mr. Kent Smith said. And on that issue, on the notice, they did notice all that. Let me just put on the record, I did not read the notice. I did look at the property owner list. That service is all proper. The notice in the press was published on May 29th, which is short of the 10-day requirement and therefore defective. The dispute Kent Smith was talking about is he doesn't believe there's a notice requirement. I believe there is if for no other reason than the board required notice in this case. And they did do the notice. They just, for whatever reason, it didn't get published a day earlier or more than that. So the board, in my view, cannot proceed tonight with the plans to deal with this, that they need to they don't need to renotice them, and I think a motion should be made to that effect. They don't need to renotice all the property owners because that notice is appropriate. They only need to republish, at least 10 days before the next meeting date. But that's as to the hearing on the placement of the remediation equipment.
Okay, we all understand that and we all agree with that, right? Okay.
Maybe we should get that out of the way now.
Okay, now, if I'm understanding Mr. Kent Smith correctly, you're requesting that we hear it anyway tonight.
No. All I'm asking the board is the problem has been nobody knows what it means when it says a future date. This board, you folks, are the only people who can define that because it's your condition. All I'm asking is to define a future date prior to issuance of certificate occupancy or whatever else date that this board feels is appropriate. That will then enable the building permit to be issued because now the board has defined what it means by a future date. At which point then, as long as that date gets met, we get our certificate of occupancy. If it doesn't, then we're really holding a major problem on our hands because now we've built a store and we can't open it, which is a huge, huge problem. And I can't even begin to describe how bad that would be. So what we're trying to do is be able to continue to facilitate the normal construction sequencing so that we aren't delayed and everything can move forward. But, we're already going to be here on July 5th. And I'm going to publish the notice, quite frankly, tomorrow, because the MOU never sets a date before which you can always notice more than 10 days in advance. And that way we know it's done. And then that allows a normal construction sequencing to start, which gets everything still on our timeline. And that's the long and short of it. Define a future date to mean prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy.
But why don't we just define it as July 5th?
Well, look, July 5th is the day after July 4th, and there may not even be a quorum. Yeah, but who knows whether.
We're coming back on next month to do what we thought we were going to do tonight. We want to try to figure out if there's a way. If it's this board that's holding you up from getting your building permit.
I understand Mr. Kent Smith would like you all to think that. I don't think that's accurate.
Okay.
It is over a year. June 2 was when this board last heard this case of 2011. That's when the board approved the site plan.
Mr. Baxter, this has been a delay caused by nobody in this room. Nobody in this room. It's caused by the Department of Environmental Protection. Why? Because DEP has the jurisdictional authority, and we can't do anything without the DEP's approval. So I can't come before this board the DEP is – we have all of our permits, everything from the DEP. That's why I can become make this presentation because now I have all the DEP sign-off. And Mr. Baxter, I'm certain if you've ever dealt with the Department of Environmental Protection, you know that, especially with groundwater, that this is just something that takes forever with the department. That's why they adopted the LSRP program allegedly to move this forward.
The issue of, quote, future date, close quote, meant, in simple layman's terms, we didn't know when they were coming back.
Right.
Right.
So when they came back, that would be the future date. They'd come
right.
back sometime when they were ready, and we would look at it. And so ready was going to be tonight. But
and if we were able to do it tonight because of the notice, you would not have an issue with it.
Not at all. We'd be fine. Everything would be hunky dory.
But you had mentioned that you and Mr. Ken Smith disagree as to whether or not the notice was
required.
Well,
yeah, but I think that's what I said. I think the board.
That's because there's two lawyers, and we always just. If you ever have two lawyers, you're never going to agree on anything. So I mean, that's, you know, I'm going to do the notice.
I think this is a two-part issue. I would ask the board, let's clear the easy one out. I think we should have a motion to carry the hearing on the remediation equipment location until the July, I think it's 5,
yes.
meeting, and only require republication and not re-notice. I think
okay. I agree. Can we have a motion for that?
Well, I still have questions about it.
Okay.
Because all these people are here. What would be the consequences of if we heard it tonight?
No. We don't have jurisdiction.
Well, that's where we disagree. I think you have jurisdiction because,
I'd like to hear the argument.
Because quite frankly, this is not a site plan. There's a section in the municipal land use law that deals specifically with environmental remediation equipment. And it's section 66.8 and 66.9. And the way the DEP... Because of this issue, and because DEP is this third party that controls everything as it relates to the environment, the location is of the remedial equipment. Basically says that the remedial equipment and structures are permitted accessory use, notwithstanding the zoning, that the variances are considered not inherently beneficial, but actually a C1 hardship is the way they define it. And that the board's review is limited solely to the issues that you have in your resolution. Does this interfere with quick check site operations? That this board absolutely controls. Notwithstanding the fact that DEP may say it goes here, if this board says, no, this interferes, then we got an issue that we got to deal with the DEP. We're ready to show this board that it meets all of those standards. The notice has gone to the people who are most importantly affected, those within 200 feet. I don't think anybody's here.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're here and they're ready. So, I mean, that's just my view. But your attorney,
two statutes don't say anything about not requiring notice or requiring notice. They don't say anything one way or the other.
Correct.
They just talk about
Correct.
The concept of it
Correct.
Being almost inherently bent. They don't use those words. But they suggest that you basically have to put it somewhere, just do it.
You're absolutely right.
That's the layman's guidance from the statute. So they don't really talk about review. They talk about review, and that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Review.
Right.
And that's why we have to hear it. If you have a hearing, you give notice.
I'm not going to argue that. You're right, Greg.
Okay.
I'm not even going to. So let's set the future date is what I'd like to try to accomplish
tonight.
The date,
I don't think, is the issue. The issue is the secondary issue is the permit. But I honestly don't see an issue as to jurisdiction. I think we have to require proper notice and then hear it.
I think I agree. So let's at least mm-hmm. get that off the table. And let's schedule for July 5th the hearing for reviewing the location of the remediation equipment.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
All right. No.
But
your motion is what Greg said, I assume, right?
Remediation location at the next meeting.
And not require pre-notice, but require
Okay. That's yeah. important.
And you're sure you're able to get all your experts and everybody here on July 5th?
Is everybody available for July 5th?
Yeah.
You put you all on our
own? Your client might want that.
The answer is yes.
Okay, so who was the second?
Wisman.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Mr. Cervantes?
Yes.
Okay.
Then if we want, Mr. Chairman, then let's set the date for July 5th. I mean, if we said
we just did.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant Under the second piece. Yeah,
the second piece.
Okay.
Will that solve your problem?
Yes. Because what happens is that we get our building permit now, and as long as we come in on July 5th and this board gives its approval, we're good. If this board doesn't, we got a problem.
Right, but what you originally asked for was to do it upon, before giving the CO.
That would be much my preference, believe you me.
Why?
Because you never know what's going to happen on July 4th. I mean,
it's going to be fireworks.
And who knows? There might be a fireworks spark that lands on top of this building and the building burns down. Who knows? That's why I like to have a little leeway in time.
But before you get a CO, is a big leeway in time, and the stuff's already going to be in the ground, and we're going to be approving it after the fact.
90 days, 30 days, 60 days. I'm always nervous when you say at July 5th, because if this building burns down July 4th, we've got a real problem on our hands.
We're building this building.
Huh? No, this building.
Yeah, you can build us a new one. We'd like
that. Let me ask a question, if I might. What would be the problem, forget the rejection part, what would be the problem if the board were to hear it on the 5th and approve it? It's going to approve some location because it has to. And say, as part of it, that rather than wait till August to get the typed resolution, the building inspector be advised to issue the permit based on the now.
Because we would like the permit issued now. I mean, that's the problem. We're ready. We have everything done. We have the.
If we say that we'll issue it, I don't think we can say issue it upon granting the CO because it's already going to be done by then.
But then
you have the biggest lever of all. The biggest lever of all is us not being able to open, because then we default.
Yeah, I know, but then we're not. But we're trying to accommodate you now. We're really going to try to accommodate you now.
But I know by the time I get to that point in time, not only will this board have reviewed and approved it, it's going to be built and operated. In other words, I know that's a date I can meet. So if you want to set 90 days or something like that, that would be.
I don't think it works to do it upon. Because we don't want you to have that problem.
Right, understood.
But we don't want to have to prove it knowing that it's already done either. Because that will bear on that.
The one thing is that just so you understand the sequencing, like I said before, what we have to do is we have to, in essence, establish all the grades, set the curbs, and quite frankly, we will be doing all the rest of the construction as it relates to the stuff that's on the other side of the site, moving that along. At which point, then, once that's done, then Exxon comes in, pours their pad, and installs their equipment.
Right.
So that's probably 3 to 4 months into this process.
But what about the underground?
The underground trenches are...
What about the underground that's associated with remediation equipment? That has to be in conjunction with construction of the site. That's not the end of the job.
No. We can dig those ditches. We can install those ditches. That would be the recipients of the pipeline, because we're not even going to begin to do a parking subbase for probably 3 months. Yeah, it doesn't affect it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't affect the site at all. It's just the trenches in the ground, and those trenches can just stay there, or we can install the piping. And if you don't like where the piping is, quite frankly, that is the DEP's jurisdiction, because the DEP determines the well points. So, quite frankly, that subsurface condition is not in. The only thing this board has review on is the surface equipment.
Exactly, that's my point. The remediation equipment, let's say the board doesn't like the location. Let's say they want it somewhere else on the site. The piping, the underground piping that's going to supply and the...
We'll have to dig it up and relocate it. We're willing to run that risk. I mean, that's the point. We're willing to run that risk. This board's review, we understand, needs to occur. We're not saying anything contrary to that. All we're saying is, let us continue to proceed at our dollar, at our risk.
I understand. I just want to clear up for the board. So
yeah, yeah, no, that's fine. Absolutely.
Well,
yes.
I'm a little confused. In 30 days, we're going to resolve that.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The ditches and everything.
Everything.
Okay.
All of it.
All we want to try to figure out.
Let me finish.
All we're trying to figure out now between now and 30 days when we have this meeting is, can you get your building permit so you can
start
the foundation of the building?
Right. Right.
Right.
Is there anything we can do to make that happen? Without putting ourselves at risk or borrow or...
Well, the simple answer is yes, you can do it. You could just offer a motion, say the board's approving and instruct the building construction official accordingly.
Do we have that power?
Well, you do because you control the thing. I agree with that aspect. I just don't think it's appropriate or proper to issue a building permit before a case is finished. And that's really what we're talking about here. The case is not finished.
But Mr. Baxter, we have this happen all of the time. Mm-hmm. It is a routine and normal situation where you're dealing with environmental remediation equipment. You have to deal with the DEP. That's why you always are in a situation where a third party, the state, controls the timeline. And if businesses had to wait for DEP to finish their job before I could get permits, there's a lot of stuff out here that's already been built that would never be built. Quite frankly, if the DEP had taken a year, we would have come back to the board and say a future date. Here, we would explain the situation and say DEP's held us up. We're ready to start, and we don't know when the DEP's. Here's where we think the equipment's going to go. We're going to ask you then to accommodate us at that point with the understanding that eventually we have to come back and get an approval from this board on that location as long as it doesn't interfere with our operations. I mean, that's why when I read a future date, because I knew that DEP could take 5 years for all I knew. And to say that, you know, we can't build for 5 years, I don't think that was ever anybody's intent. Clearly wasn't ours.
Okay, so if we grant you your request.
As long as we're protected.
Yeah, no, but if we grant you a request to do it prior to, approve it prior to a CO, then you don't have to come back on July 5th.
No. I still have to come back. Absolutely.
We're not giving them the ability to put in their remediation equipment.
Right.
That's in 30 days.
Exactly.
All he wants to do is get his building permit so
right.
he can build the quick check.
Yes.
I understand.
Your point's different.
But my point is that his request is that we define the date for when we're going to approve where the remediation equipment is going to go
mm-hmm.
before the issuance of a CO.
Well, if the board's going to entertain
it,
there should be a built-in stop work.
Yes. Agreed.
If you're going to do something like that.
Yes.
It shouldn't be open-ended.
I
agree with you, Mr. Baxter, and let's just, because that's your hammer.
I'm confused, though. I thought next month
We are going to do this.
But theoretically, it's possible that if we grant the request the way Mr. Kent Smith made it, which is to amend our resolution to state that we're going to approve the location of the remediation equipment prior to the issuance of a CO, then he could say, you know what? He could call back tomorrow. You know, we don't need the July 5th hearing. We'll be back sometime before we open.
I have real problems with even discussing COs at this level.
Okay.
And you made comments earlier about that. That's way out there. I mean, we're really talking about the building permit vis-a-vis the approval for the remediation equipment location. We're really talking about a tight package of items. Not advancing it, my God, a year.
I don't. Yeah.
No. Being a pig.
That was my initial trying to avoid.
Yes, I agree.
See, I got a lawyer degree. I thought I was very clear. I mean, my client just reminded me. The only thing that gets installed is the quick check improvements. We may dig the ditches and trenches and stuff for the piping, but we're not installing any of the Exxon equipment, because Exxon's going to do that, until this board's reviewed and approved everything. So, you know, that I want to make sure everybody's clear about. And we probably will dig the trenches, because we'll have the backhoe there. Yeah, the pipes and stuff. So if you want to set a date...
Future date or August meeting.
That would be great. Just that gives us that leeway in case something happens that we don't have a quorum or whatever. You can set the August date. We know we're done by then. Absolutely, that would be fabulous.
Okay.
I move that. Well, let's understand what we're moving.
I have to get a better explanation because I don't understand the future date.
The future date would be, we are going to be here on July 5th.
For the other.
For this.
Let me say this. What I think you're saying. You tell me if I got it right.
Okay. Yeah.
You're saying you're going to move to authorize and instruct the construction official. I'm just talking right here. Construction official. To issue the building permit exclusive of remediation installation. Two bad words together. Remediation installation. Now, with a stop work order date, and we should put the date after the August meeting, of August, whatever date that is, you know, the calendar.
When do you know when?
First Friday in August.
Third is correct.
Okay, the date of August 3rd.
Okay.
If the board has not approved the location of the remediation equipment.
That's great, Greg. That's exactly what I said.
That is. I heard it verbatim.
So that kind of gives you two chances.
So we'll be here on July 5th.
Yes.
I'm going to be here July 5th no matter what. So.
What?
We haven't voted. I'm just saying that would give him two chances.
Yes.
Right. Correct.
If something happens.
Right.
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 Okay. So.
You get more than two chances. The other one might be delayed. They have to start and stop. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes. The answer to your question.
So. This would let them go and get the building permit.
Start it up. Right. Yeah.
And if nothing changes, they'll have to stop on the 3rd,
right?
Unless we've approved
If we put it down, then it's done, and the construction official has the whole permit, the whole plan to drive.
All right, so that sounds like it's safe for us and the borough. It's got the safety tripwire on there.
Well, there'll be stuff built between now and then. So.
Yeah.
I assume there's bonding that has to be to go with this.
I'm told by applicant that's been posted as a environmental
peril. I mean, that would have to. Well, that would be required as part of the.
I've been told the bonding
construction official.
Henry.
Henry.
Yeah,
right.
I'm told by the applicant.
Excuse me. Has the bonding and all been done?
Yes, bonding has been posted. Everything, escrow's paid, all of that. Everything is done. So.
Is that a motion?
That's my motion.
Okay. Can we have a motion for Mr. Gallagher?
And I will second that motion.
All right. Thank you. And roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Mr. Cervantes?
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, just to announce for those who were here that we will be back on July 5th with no further notice other than the publication of notice in the Asbury Park Press.
Okay. Now, do we have some public members of the public here? We need to do the public thing, right?
Yeah.
What thing?
Well, no, this is not a public hearing.
Oh, we didn't have actually.
But you have to tell them the date.
Right. So I know Mr. Mandrot has interest. The hearing that we were going to have tonight is now going to be on the 5th next month, 30 days from now.
That's it.
Great.
Approval of May minutes. Do I have comments or motion to approve?
The minutes, I will offer that. Approval of the minutes of May 3rd.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Abstain.
But he wasn't here.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes, and Mr.
Yeah, go ahead. Can vote.
Okay.
Because you weren't. You stay okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Wow.
The board should, even though there's a lot of people here, for this.